A particle can be regarded as a zero brain and a string as a one brain, but there were also p brains for p equals 2 to p equals 9. A two brain can be thought of as something like a two-dimensional membrane. It is harder to picture the higher dimensional brains. What this seems to indicate is that there is a sort of democracy in the sense of having equal voices among supergravity, string, and p-brain theories. They seem to fit together, but none can be said to be more fundamental than the others. Instead, they all appear to be different approximations to some more fundamental theory, each valid in different situations. People have searched for this underlying theory, but without any success so far. It is possible that there may not be any single formulation of the fundamental theory any more than, as Gödel showed, one could formulate arithmetic in terms of a single set of axioms. Instead, it may be like maps. You can't use a single flat map to describe the round surface of the Earth or the surface of an anchor ring. You need at least two maps in the case of the Earth and four for the anchor ring to cover every point. Each map is valid only in a limited region, but different maps will have a region of overlap. The collection of maps provides a complete description of the surface. Similarly, in physics, it may be necessary to use different formulations in different situations, but two different formulations would agree in situations where they can both be applied. If this is true, the whole collection of different formulations could be regarded as a complete unified theory, though it would be a theory that could not be expressed in terms of a single set of postulates. But even this may be more than nature allows. Is it possible there is no unified theory? Are we perhaps just chasing a mirage? There seem to be three possibilities. 1. There really is a complete unified theory, or a collection of overlapping formulations, which we will someday discover if we are smart enough. 2. There is no ultimate theory of the universe, just an infinite sequence of theories that describe the universe more and more accurately, but are never exact. 3. There is no theory of the universe. Events cannot be predicted beyond a certain extent, but occur in a random and arbitrary manner. Some would argue for the third possibility on the grounds that if there were a complete set of laws, that would infringe God's freedom to change his mind and intervene in the world. Yet, since God is all-powerful, couldn't God infringe on his freedom if he wanted to? It's a bit like the old paradox. Can God make a stone so heavy that he can't lift it? Actually, the idea that God might want to change his mind is an example of the fallacy pointed out by St. Augustine of imagining God as a being existing in time. Time is a property only of the universe that God created. Presumably, he knew what he intended when he set it up. With the advent of quantum mechanics, we have come to recognize that events cannot be predicted with complete accuracy. There is always a degree of uncertainty. If you like, you could ascribe this randomness to the intervention of God. But it would be a very strange kind of intervention, with no evidence that it is directed toward any purpose. Indeed, if it were, it would by definition not be random. In modern times, we have effectively removed the third possibility by redefining the goal of science. Our aim is to formulate a set of laws that enables us to predict events only up to the limits set by the uncertainty principle. The second possibility, that there is an infinite sequence of more and more refined theories, is in agreement with all our experience so far. On many occasions, we have increased the sensitivity of our measurements or made a new class of observations, only to discover new phenomena that were not predicted by the existing theory, and to account for these, we have had to develop a more advanced theory. By studying particles that interact with more and more energy, we might indeed expect to find new layers of structure more basic than the quarks and electrons that we now regard as elementary particles.